This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All the Minnesota Twins hosting the Cincinnati Reds on a Saturday night in downtown Minneapolis. Before the game, Chris asked the skipper a variety of topics, starting with the return of Carlos Correa. Their conversation brought to you by UCare.
All right, thank you very much. We're joined by Rocco Baldelli as the Twins take on the Reds. And yesterday it was welcome back Byron Buxton. Today you bring back another impact player in Carlos Correa, and suddenly you get two prime defenders, not even getting to the offense, two prime defenders in the middle of your diamond, and I think things look a whole lot better for you on the defensive side of the ball in particular.
Yeah, we end up just making more plays when these guys are out there, and Buck does that in the outfield in a lot of ways. You know, you start moving some of the outfielders around, you end up with Willie Castro on a corner, you know, everything looks better at that point. You just start ending innings. You know, balls are hit and the inning's over. Instead of the inning continuing with someone on base or two people on base or a run scoring, the inning ends. And Carlos does the exact same thing in the infield for us. He's about as reliable of a defender as you'll ever see in the game. So having both of those guys back is really big.
Last year he battled the plantar fasciitis in the other foot. And to watch him play defensively, you'd never know it. Obviously, he wasn't 100%, but he still covered ground like the Gold Glove caliber shortstop that he is. Do you see any impact to his mobility defensively with the current injury?
Well, it's a different foot. It's the other foot. And so, you know, I think we're going to have to watch him in these games. He didn't go on a rehab assignment. He was very eager to come back. He ended up facing minor leaguers here, getting his defensive work done here at Target Field. And so we're going to have to watch to see if there is any impact on his defense and his ability to move laterally and things like that. So time will tell on that. He's in a good spot, but you really have to get in games at the major league level and really go after some balls before you see how it might matter to him.
When you look at the lineup offensively, obviously you throw he and Buck into it and it stretches things out considerably. But another part of Twins' offensive success during your tenure has been your ability to optimize matchups later in games because you have the moving parts on the chessboard. And I feel like now with those two guys back in your starting lineup, you're finally able to get that part of your game and play again.
Yeah, and some of the guys that are now not in the lineup will become guys that come into a game and guys that will match up against either lefties or righties or things like that. It allows us to use our whole roster as opposed to starting guys, and they end up just kind of playing most of the game because we need to leave them in the game. So this helps in many, many different ways getting these guys back, not to mention the impactful things that they do to help us win.
as for the Reds, yesterday their young guy pitched really well. He threw the sinker. He was up in the zone. A lot of pop-ups, not a lot of great contact. Today you'll see Nick Martinez, and he's kind of a Willy Castro of pitchers. He's a guy who's been a reliever. He's closed when they need him to close. He's now started, you know, a handful of games in a row for them. He's been a Team USA guy. He went over to Japan, came back a better pitcher. He'll throw a little bit of everything at you.
He does. He does throw a little bit of everything. He's a strike thrower, so he's going to attack in the zone. You know, normally you're not going to be able to just sit and let him get behind, you know, walk a whole bunch, find ways on base, you know, hit a batter. No, this guy like forces the issue by throwing strikes, mixing all of his pitches in the strike zone and forcing you to do something. So we're going to have to be kind of on the front foot, ready, anticipating, knowing that this guy's going to try to get ahead and be ready to swing the bat. We're going to have to do it for ourselves tonight. And that's okay. I think that's actually a good test for us.
One thing they love to do is run, and Bailey's really good against the running game. And he was really good in that aspect yesterday. The way he would hold the ball, he had them kind of running back to the bag on delivery to the plate a couple of times. Is that something that Simeon Woods-Richardson has to really be cognizant of here today?
Yeah, all of our pitchers will. So Sim's going to have to really pay attention to this. They have probably half their roster, if not more, just run constantly. You know, they're very, very aggressive. They're almost willing to get picked off sometimes. They're willing to take chances, but they're also willing to just take off and grab bags. So it's something that both our infielders and our pitchers and our catchers are going to have to be very focused on, because you can't let teams like just think that they can just do whatever that they want out there. You're going to have to hold the ball very well. You're going to have to mix in maybe even more picks than you're used to, and you can't get hesitant.
All right, well said. That's Rocco Baldelli. Something to watch. Let's head it back to the studio.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, like you said at the top of the show, Simeon has allowed 11 stolen bases in 13 attempts this season. L.A. De La Cruz, one to watch. His next stolen base will be his 100th of his career. Rocco's chat brought to you by UCARE people-powered health plans. Well, there's only 3 Saturdays left in the regular season, which means just 3 more segments from Teresa Maurer. She shares some untold stories of Joe's life next here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.